Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Intense Girls Basketball Cast, brought to you in conjunction with our blog at www.intenseathletics.com. That's www.intenseathletics.com. On this cast, we discuss tips and techniques for parents, players, and coaches who are passionate about developing youth through sports. From the competitive edge to proper fitness to perform, this cast provides insights on proven methods to produce quality players and maintain an active and healthy lifestyle. You can call in live to give your perspective at 347-215-8856. I'm your host, Rhonda, and today we are talking with Corey Hymas of Custom Fitness Seminars. Good afternoon, Corey.
Good afternoon, Rhonda. How are you doing today?
I'm great. We are excited to talk to you today about your five C's of fitness and how our listeners can incorporate them into their daily lives so that they can get healthy and fit.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, we're happy to have you. Before we get started, we'd like to know a little bit more about you. So why don't you tell us a bit about how you got started in the fitness industry and the types of clients that you work with.
Sure, that'd be great. I got started about 6 years ago, and it came to a point in my life where I was actually overweight myself. I was at my highest weight. I was 235 pounds, and it came a turning point in my life where I had trouble bending over to tie my shoes, and that was my turning point. I said no more, and so I decided to become a personal trainer. I got certified through AFPA, American Fitness Professionals Associate, and it's been great ever since. I lost 50 pounds, and that's kind of how I got started. And I love working with people that have weight to lose. And that's my main goal, is to help people to lose that weight and feel good about themselves.
How long did it take you to lose the 50 pounds?
It took me about 8 months to do that, and it's an amazing feeling when you try on a pair of pants that just fall off.
I could imagine. I struggle with maintaining a healthy and active lifestyle myself, and that's certainly encouraging to know. I know everybody has their breaking point in terms of when they actually decide to make things happen. So that's a great story to share with us about how that happened for you. What do you consider as key components of a fitness program?
There are many key components that we can apply. Nutrition is a big one, also exercise. But one that I am going to talk about today is motivation. And a lot of times we need the mental capacity just to get through things.
Perfect. What about in terms of weight training and things like that? I know for women in particular, they tend to shy away from strength training because they'll feel they'll bulk up and start looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something.
Yeah. Well, the very fortunate thing that is not true. Just women in general have a very hard time bulking up as men do. It's just not going to happen. And there are different techniques as far as how many reps you do that you're able to keep it more lean and not build as much muscle, but build strength.
What would you tell young ladies about that same issue? As they train for sports, I know a lot of them have conflict about being in the weight room and you know, lifting either with machines or free weights for that matter.
I think it is a great thing. Exercise and actually lifting weights or strength training really allows two things, especially if you're focused on losing weight. It allows your metabolism to increase, and it really, really increases that metabolism really high when you strength train. But it also gets you stronger. So you're able to go through, say you're practicing for basketball, you're able to go through those practices with greater ease.
Right. I definitely try to impress that upon the young ladies that I work with, but every now and then you still have a bit of resistance. But once they start seeing some productivity on the court, they tend to start listening a little better.
Yes, exactly. It's all about the results.
Tell us a little bit about your opinions on flexibility and strength or stretching.
Stretching is really, really important. Just for an example, there was a guy that actually another trainer was training, but he came in, did not stretch before he got onto the elliptical machine, and then went right from the elliptical machine to the treadmill and tore a muscle inside his thigh, which was very serious. And he had a big, huge black and blue bruise, and it is very, very important to stretch before and after each exercise.
A lot of kids, they like to walk into the gym and just start stretching as soon as they walk in on cold muscles. Is that a recommended thing to do? Or
no, it is really important to get the blood flowing a little bit. So I recommend doing about 3 to 5 minutes warm-up. Just get on the treadmill, walk for a little bit, get the blood flowing, and then get into your stretching.
Great, great. And I know kids in particular have a tendency to bounce.
Yes. I think everybody does, and it does not help. You just need to hold it for at least 9 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
And just hold it steady, and that'll give you a pretty good stretch.
Perfect, perfect. Well, tell us a little bit about your philosophy on fitness.
My philosophy has to do with three main keys. Number one being motivation, number two being nutrition, number three being exercise or strength training. And you have to have a component of all these. Motivation, I believe, being the most important thing. Finding out your reason why, or finding out why you want to be fit is a real big part of that.
Great, great, great. And how do these five C's fit into that philosophy? Are they an extension of the three elements you just mentioned, or are they separate and distinct?
Yes, each one of these five C's goes over, there's five C's, but these are clarity of vision, commitment, consistency, confidence, and control. Each one of these is really, really important.
Good, good, good. Corey, we are going to take a quick break just to let folks know that we are live today talking about 5 C's of Fitness with Corey Hymas of Custom Fitness Seminars. And if you'd like to join the conversation, you can feel free to call in at 347-215-8856. We do have one caller on the line right now. Caller, are you there? Is there a caller currently on the line calling from a blocked number? Let's try again.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Who do we have
calling?
We have
the world shaking over here, but
I felt the same tremor. Would this be Mr. Stronghill?
Yes, ma'am, it would be.
How are you today?
I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. We're on the line with Corey Hymas today. He's going to give us some great tips to utilize going forward in our fitness program. Do you have any questions at the moment before we continue?
You know, I just logged in, so I'd like to just continue listening and come up with questions later.
Sounds like a plan. Corey, why don't we jump right into those 5 C's? I know that's kind of what everybody's been waiting for. I'm certainly anxious to hear them myself. So why don't we start with clarity of vision?
All right.
Or other point. Yeah, or whichever C is most appropriate to get us going.
Sure. Let's go ahead and start with clarity of vision. That's the first one that I believe is really important. And a clarity of vision, I want to emphasize that the goal with a depth of meaning that has an emotional buzz. And this has to be something that you really, really want. You have to be able to feel it and be able to have a measurable goal. And usually I suggest making 3 goals. And all of these have a date to them. And the first one is something you want to do. And I usually have my clients that be a like a fitness event, like a triathlon, even if they want to run a marathon, or it could be as small as running around the block, depending on their fitness level. But they pick something that they want to do, put a date to it, and then that's a goal that they can accomplish. Number two goal is usually a pant or dress size. I focus a lot on weight loss. So I want them to usually get a visual goal of their ideal pant or dress size. They go ahead and pick a picture off the internet or somebody that represents what they want to look like. And number three goal is an event goal. And this event goal has to do with something that you know that somebody else is going to see you there. It's going to be like a wedding or a high school reunion or a high school graduation or anything along those lines that you know somebody's going to see you there. So you're able to put dates to these and then achieve those goals. And the most important thing about making all these goals and making that a real emotional buzz is that you post them up and you write them down where you can see them every single day. And I say at least three places. And I would suggest maybe on the mirror in the bathroom, in your car, maybe at work, maybe on the front door as you leave. Those places are a great place to post your goals. You can be constantly reminded of what you want to achieve.
That sounds
good. That is clarity of vision.
Great. Let me ask you a couple questions here.
Sure.
With respect to goals 1 and 3, is 1, when you say something you want to do, is that a more of a physical type of exercise versus an event goal where you're actually going somewhere to be seen? Or what are the main differences there?
The main difference between something you want to do is exactly what you said. It's going to be something fitness oriented. Usually, I have people sign up for a 5K race or a triathlon or something like that, so they know that they're actually signing up for something that they're going to be accountable for.
Okay.
So it just helps them to get prepared that they know they're going to be doing this.
So when they sign up, they actually have to go through with it, huh?
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing a 5K race, but I guess if I set the goal, I've got to go through with it.
It takes a while to get there, but it is a very good goal. And it, like I said, it could be anything depending on your fitness level when you start. It could be anything as small as just walking around the block, depending on what your fitness level and where you're at.
Okay. And the second goal, you said you want to pick your idea clothing size?
Yeah, like a pant or dress size.
Okay.
Just get the visual of what you would like to be. If it's your goal to lose weight, that's a good goal to have. If you want to relate this some more towards basketball or any other kinds of sports, set a goal out there for how long you can run in practice or all those kinds of things. I did track and cross country, so that's a little more easy to measure. But basketball is a huge, huge sport that you have to be fit to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, let's jump into our next C.
Next C is commitment. And this is the commitment to positive dominant thoughts. Now, we live in a world of instant gratification. And we need to know that the worthiest goals take time and energy. And the most important thing that most of the time we need to change to achieve a commitment to our goal is just change our attitudes and truths about those goals. And they have to be in line with that goal. A lot of times people will speak negative about themselves, and they don't even really know it. They'll say things, well, I'm not worth it, or I can't do that. Those kinds of things negate our goals, and it's hard for us to achieve those if we talk ourselves out of them. So we need to know that our goals will take time and energy, but they are worth it. And we also need to envision having the goal rather than merely wanting the goal. And so that's kind of why I would suggest writing your goals down in this form. Put I'm so happy and grateful now that, and list everything you want to do. So it puts it in a form that is already completed. that you've already achieved that goal. That way you're not looking in the past, you're looking towards the future.
Perfect. Let's talk a little bit more about having that visual. I know that a lot of sports psychologists talk about that when they speak to teams about, you know, winning, losing, things like that. Are there any particular mantras or techniques that you can recommend to help people with the whole visualization process?
The visualization process is really, really important, and it has to come down with what you want to achieve in your specific goal. Say you're running a track and field race, and you envision every step of that race exactly going perfect and envision yourself winning that race. You will run harder during that race if you take the time to just calm yourself and envision every step of that way. Also, same with a basketball game. Each technique, especially in a basketball game, comes naturally if you practice. And each of those things, you're able to do better if you just visualize and be able to concentrate on those specific techniques.
Okay, that sounds like a good thing. I think a lot of times we miss that in our fitness routine or our fitness regimen. We don't really visualize looking, you know, 3 or 4 dress sizes smaller, or we don't visualize actually doing that 5K race and seeing ourselves go across that finish line, whether we're first or last, but just visualizing us actually completing that task.
Yeah. In weight loss, it's really, really important, especially because you look at yourself in the mirror every day. And if you look at yourself in the mirror the way you are right now, it's not going to work. You have to envision yourself the way you want to be. Who we are right now is only residual of who we were. And so if we want to be someone different in the future, we need to change our thinking and change our attitudes to be that person. So sometimes if it's really hard for them, I suggest covering up the mirror and putting a picture of themselves of what they want to look like.
Get to the computer and get that nice little airbrush image up, right?
Exactly.
That's actually not a bad idea. I say it in jest, but like you said, if you want to keep that image at the forefront of your mind, it's probably good to have the real life image of what you want to be in front of you on a daily basis.
Yeah, on a daily basis. And a lot the biggest mistake people make is not writing down those goals and putting them up where they can see them every day, because life gets in the way. And if we constantly remind ourselves of what we want to achieve, then those things will happen.
Yeah. You raise a good point about life getting in the way. With our technology, we've got so many things that pull us away from things that are most important to us, like maintaining a healthy lifestyle. What types of suggestions can you provide to kind of move away from the computer, get up off the couch and not watch the episode of Lost, or, you know, the things that tend to distract us? You know, it may be the kids, it may be the neighbor, it may be the phone. I mean, what do you suggest to kind of help move away from all those distractions and set aside that time, whether it be 30 minutes or an hour or more, to just focus on fitness?
It is really, really important to have an emotional buzz to that goal. Each of us have something we want to achieve, but it's not going to happen unless we really feel it. And that feeling and that emotional buzz or that emotional attachment to that goal helps us overcome what I call the easy way out. The easy way out is sitting on the couch in front of the TV. The easy way out is getting onto the computer and you know, just surfing. But we need to take the time to really focus on those goals. And when that happens, when that comes in our mind, oh, I really want to sit down and watch TV, but, oh, I know I should be out doing exercising or practicing for my game or anything of that sort, take a look at those goals, and that will give you the motivation and the drive to get up out of that seat and get up and get going.
Yeah, and I kind of extension of that is what you said about posting the goals in places where you'll be able to see them. So if your tendency is to play around on Facebook all day, you might want to put a big, you know, list of your goals right on your computer so that you might at least think twice about
exactly.
the amount of time that you're spending on the computer. And that's
and that kind of goes right into the next C, is that's consistency.
Okay.
And that's stay consistent having a worthy goal. The first thing that I find that really helps is to find someone to help you. If that's being on this radio show or a coach or someone that or a personal trainer, but find someone to help you. Get the information in front of you. And I have a thing called it's basically the bucket will turn blue. And you can imagine a big, huge 500-gallon bucket of water. And we can drop one single drop of blue food coloring into that water. And I ask, is it going to turn blue? Of course not. Not right away. But if we continually slowly drop those blue drops into that bucket of water, it'll eventually turn blue. And that's the way fitness is. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. Fitness is really easy. It just has to be consistent.
Okay.
Every single day.
Okay. One of the things that I do during my practices a lot of times is I get the parents involved, even if they're just kind of standing there, but making it more of a family affair when you're exercising,
yeah.
particularly with, you know, busy parents. You know, you can't always leave the kids in the house while you go for your walk. You may have to take them with you.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And I think as parents, we have to not be afraid to do that.
I think it's really important to set the example for our kids. Not only that, you're four times as likely to succeed in fitness when you have somebody else there doing it with you, whether
wow.
it be a team. You know, you're four times as likely to succeed. So get somebody there with you.
Okay, that's a stat there. Another thing just kind of on, you know, folks with kids. Oftentimes I reminisce about being a kid and how we could play from sun up to sundown. I mean, to the point where your mom or dad is at the door screaming for you to get in the house because the lights have gone off.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along the way, we lose that sense of let's go play.
Yeah.
And so I think it's very important for folks to understand that even as an adult, you can still play. You can still have that fun you had as a kid.
Yes.
If that means bringing in your kids or your significant other or the neighborhood kids, just get out there and move.
Well, here's a really good analogy. And it's really good for each one of us to sit down and to figure out what our priorities are. And what I found out, and I call this the airplane rule, when you're on an airplane and say the airplane loses pressure, the masks are going to drop down out of that airplane or the ceiling of the airplane. Now, what do they advise you to do? They advise you to put your mask on first, always. That way you can help other people. Fitness has become a low priority, and I want to teach people that it needs to become a first priority, that we need to put our fitness first. That way we can better help our kids, we can better help other people, and it goes with everything in our lives. If we want to educate ourselves or we need to do that first so we can help other people better, and it's a great analogy.
That is, definitely. And they even tell you on the airplane, you know, to put the mask on before you put the mask on over for your kid.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is a great analogy, Corey. I like that a lot.
Make playing with your kids and that priority. Make it that important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, you want to jump into confidence now? Or?
Sure, yeah. And confidence is a big one, and that was a big one for me starting out in my fitness career. Now, the strengthening confidence is breaking through a lot of negative patterns. And we talked a little about this before, but negative patterns, a lot of times we come from our own head. We say things to ourselves like, I'm not worth it, or, you know, I eat too much, or I'm just lazy or unproductive, or there's a big one, I'm fat. That's a big one if you look at yourself in the mirror. And what I say we need to do is just get rid of those. just throw them out the window. And we need to really be aware of how we feel when those negative patterns arise. We need to focus on the way we feel about those. And a lot of times, those negative patterns will make us feel bad. And that feeling is our awareness of saying, hey, get those away. Throw them out the window. Don't even say that to yourself anymore.
Right.
So we need to learn to accept ourselves and have a positive image of ourselves the way we are right now. And that way, our continually positive self-image will reflect and become who we want to be. So, again, we need to post our goals where we can see them. Put motivational pictures up. If it be, make a collage of, and this is what I teach in a lot of my fitness, this simple thing of making a collage of everything that motivates you, if it be a basketball or if it be, anything. It could be anything that motivates you. Just make a collage of it and have fun with it. And also getting into a book, reading and educating yourself about fitness will help you understand why it is so important and why we need to make it a priority in our life.
That's excellent. I think a lot of people have misconceptions about what they should or should not be doing, and actually taking the time to educate yourself becomes very important in that regard.
Yeah.
And I think it also helped, like you said, get rid of some of those negative thoughts and patterns that they engage in. I know.
And a lot of times we just don't realize that they're there. We don't realize those negative patterns are there until we take the time to be aware of who we are right now.
You're absolutely right. I know with all these fad diets out there, there are different philosophies on what's good for you and what's not. And I think with the information overload society that we're currently in, people don't take time to really sift through it or even just kind of go back to basics to understand what is required of them to look good, to feel good, and build their confidence and self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any particular books that you can recommend?
A great one is The Body for Life.
Okay.
He's done a lot of great things about teaching about nutrition, not only in the sense that you can have a plan, have a nutrition plan that you can continue for the rest of your life. And that, I think that's really, really important, because there, all the fad diets out there that get you on the diet for such a period of time, you have a 1 to 2% chance of succeeding afterwards, after you get off that diet, of keeping the weight off, if that's all you're doing. So it's important to learn just to eat healthy and take that into account as well.
Okay. So you say people who actually lose weight on these fad diets only have a 1 to 2% chance of keeping it off?
Yeah.
That is a very low number.
Yep. And that's really why it takes the mental capacity to learn. And a lot of times people just need to be educated on it, and that's why I like talking about the philosophy of fitness, because it's not just about exercise and nutrition. It's about what habits we have in our lives. One of my biggest habits, and one of the reasons I gained over 50 pounds, was I came in the door, and when I got home from work, and I went right to the fridge. I wasn't hungry. It was just a habit.
Wow.
And I didn't realize it. And we got to take a step back for a second, look at our life, and look at all those little habits that we have, and say, well, this is what I need to correct, and why am I doing this? That kind of actually leads right into control.
Okay. Well, before we jump into control, let me ask you a question. When you realized that you were going straight to the fridge after work, was that something that you realized on your own, or did someone else bring that to your attention?
Actually, it was my wife that brought that to my attention.
Wow.
In the first place, and I took a step back, and you're right. I'm not really that hungry. It was just a habit of getting home and going right to the fridge and just not waiting for dinner.
Goes to show, you always have to have a buddy there.
Yep.
Okay, so let's go on, jump into our final C, which is control.
Control is a key component of the five C's, and we really need to take control from within. It's not going to come from without. When we control not only our thoughts, but what we do and how we feel from within, it is much easier to control the outside. And so we need to ask ourselves a few questions, and pretty good answer. It says we need to ask ourselves what, where, when, why, and how. So ask yourself, what do I eat? Where do I eat it? When do I eat? Why do I eat? And how do I eat it? Those simple questions that we can ask ourselves help us to be aware and to know what our habits are. So we need to take a look at our weaknesses. That was my biggest weakness, and it still is, of the taste of food, and realizing that food is not taste. Food is energy. Food is what our body needs to move around during the day. So just changing our thinking and changing our mindset about what food is and why we eat it and how we eat it helps us to greater success.
What is the significance of where you eat?
A lot of that has to do with fast food. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I was thinking that may be where you were leading up to.
Yes, yeah, a lot of that has to do with you know, the easy, fast-paced life that we have now. It is so easy to go and just get a burger at Burger King, and everybody knows it's bad for you. So a lot of it has to do with, you know, just taking a step back, thinking about it, and writing it down, and saying, ask yourself what, where, when, why, and how. And say, well, is that one of my habits? Is that one of my habits to go out and eat every night? Well, maybe that's the reason I'm, you know, need to lose weight. You know, it's just kind of a common sense thing.
Okay. And the what do I eat, just kind of staying away from the greasy, fatty, sugary types of foods, is that kind of where that question?
Yes. Yeah, and that really goes in back into, you know, what is food? Is food something I crave because I like the taste? Most of the time, that's what that is. our bodies are not going to say, well, I need a donut.
exactly.
But it will say, hey, I'm hungry, and that we need to be aware of those feelings. And we also need to understand how our body works. Our bodies are, and this is a great analogy, our bodies are like a coal furnace. This coal furnace has one purpose, and that is to keep, a coal furnace in the bottom of the building. And that purpose is to keep that building at constant temperature. Our bodies work in the same way, that when we apply food to our bodies, we want to keep our glucose levels in our bodies at a certain temperature or at a certain level. So say we add newspaper to that coal furnace, it's going to burn really fast and really hot, and then it's going to go really cold. and that happens when we add like donuts or chips or those kinds of foods into our bodies, that the glucose levels go up really, really fast, drop down below a level that our body doesn't like. And that's when we drop down below that level, that's when our bodies say, ooh, I'm hungry, I need more sugar, pretty much. and it says, you know, that's our body's way of telling us that, hey, we need something extra in there, we're too low. So when we add the right amount of coal or the right amount of food all day long, and that's why I recommend eating 5 to 6 meals a day, then we're able to keep those levels stable all throughout the day and have an energy level that's just like drinking a Red Bull or an energy drink all day long.
Wow. And food can do it all by itself.
Oh, yeah.
What about the when? Is that like don't eat at 10 o'clock and go to bed at 10:15?
Yes. when is important. That has to go a lot into the eating 5 to 6 times a day.
Okay.
At least every 2.5 to 3 hours, and eating smaller meals. And so we just kind of, we slowly feed our bodies all day long. And that way we have the energy to be able to last all day. And it's really breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day, and to get most of our calories before lunch.
Well, what about the folks that say, hey, you know, I'm a UPS driver. I'm not in an office, so it's really hard for me to eat healthy meals or small meals or snack during the day. The best I can do is stop by McDonald's on my route and grab something just to keep me going.
Well, the first thing I would say is you know, do you fill your gas up, or do you fill your car up with gas when you go on a trip? And most people say yes. Most people say they don't eat all day long and eat at the end of the day. You know, that's the kind of analogy that we need to have, is that, you know, do we fill our gas tank up when we go on a trip, at the end of the trip or the beginning of the trip?
Okay.
And so there's a lot of techniques that we can use. There's good protein bars out there that are easy to take along with you. There's, you know, just actually taking the time to pre-cook your meals is important as well. And that's easy. If you bring a cooler with you, wherever you go, and just have your meals with you. It just takes a little extra time at night to do that, but it's so much better in the long run.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And like you said, it's about time. Just take the time to do it. I know a lot of folks get home, and the last thing on their mind is preparing lunch for the next day.
Yes. It's all about those priority levels and making yourself the priority.
Indeed, indeed. Folks, you're listening to the Intense Girls Basketball Cast. Our guest today is Corey Hymas of Custom Fitness Seminars, and he is talking to us about the 5 C's of fitness. If you have a question in our chat room, feel free to ask, and we'll have Corey answer that for us. And if you are on the line currently, you can also feel free to ask a question. I just activated a new caller. Is anyone on live? Do you have any questions for us at the moment?
I have a question for Corey.
Go ahead, okay. Caller.
Yes. You know, I there's a million different facets and questions one could ask, but as one gets older, what happens is the metabolism slows down. Now, I know you can go out and play like a child and so forth, but you can't really. So even though if you're exercised somewhat, you know, it becomes kind of a bit of a punishment on the body or knees or that sort of thing. What are your suggestions to do? Because as you get older, you just can't exercise with the vitality of youth, but yet your metabolism is lower, so your body retains its foods and turns them to fat quicker at an accelerated rate as opposed to your youth. So I guess my question is, how would one counter this, or what would be your suggestion?
And one of the biggest myths out there is that metabolism goes down quite a bit, and it really doesn't. It does take a little more off on joints and things like that when you get older because of all the stuff that we do. But it is really important just to get out there and have fun. Find something that you really like to do, and that has to do with a lot of your reason why. If we don't have a reason why in the first place, we're not going to get out there and do anything. So it's important to not only find those things that have fun with, but be able to know that we're in a position right now because of who we were. And so we need to continue to go towards the person that we want to be, and no matter how hard it is. And a lot of times it's a lot harder in our minds than it really is, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Well, Corey, would you recommend, though, for maybe some of the older folks or even folks who may have some challenges to choose more low-impact type exercises to keep
them going? Yes, there is plenty out there. Even just getting out and walking is a really great exercise. There's also other things like if you go to a gym, they have the elliptical machine that is really, really low-impact. I know a lot of people have bad knees and and different things like that. So that is a very low impact exercise that we can do. But just, you know, just getting out there and being active and not sitting down is important. and taking the time to get out and either play with your kids or, you know, just do the best you can.
Okay. So if you're, say, 50, 55, you don't necessarily have to go out and challenge the neighborhood football star to a game of tackle football.
No, not at all. No.
You can simply take a nice brisk walk around the neighborhood and get your daily exercise in.
Exactly.
Okay. Good question. Well, let's talk a little bit about a fitness plan. You know, how does one get started? We kind of have our mental mind set together. Now that we have our goals, our mental mind set, what next?
The most important thing is to add in a balance of cardio and strength training. The cardio, I say, you can if you're up to it, if you feel you can do it, you can do cardio every day. Now I'm going to say a minimum of 20 minutes, and the reason I say that at 20 minutes, your body will burn calories for an extra hour after you do 20 minutes. So 20 minutes is kind of the minimum number that I would put on that, I try to make fitness as easy as possible. I'm a big believer in the KISS principle, keep it simple. so when we're on the cardio machine, I would say the best thing that we can do is to keep ourselves in oxygen. And what I mean by that is that we can do a talk test. You can say that there's two sides to it, and one side, pretend you're on the treadmill, and you're on the cell phone, you're talking lengthy conversations with somebody. That means you should probably go a little faster. The other side of it, you're talking, you can't even talk on the cell phone, you're panting and sweating, and that means you need to slow down a little bit. And so if you can be right in the middle of those two and be able to talk slow or talk partial sentences with somebody next to you, you're right in the right cardio range. And the other one is going into getting into exercising and strength training. You want to have a day of rest in between that, so I would suggest 2 to 3 days a week. Make sure they have that day of rest so your body's your muscles can recover. But the key to strength training, and if you're just starting out, I would suggest doing a full body. Go around and do a full body, say, 2 to 3 days a week. And but make sure to do every exercise to failure. And what I mean by failure is you're pushing up that last rep and you can't barely get it up and it's really, really tough, that's what you want to get to. So if you're getting around 12 to 15 reps on that and you're getting that to failure, you're at the right weight and you're doing exactly what you need to do.
Okay. How many days a week do you recommend the cardio?
The cardio you can do pretty much every day if you feel like it. And you kind of have to listen to your own body when you do cardio. If you're sore, you know, take a day off. But if you feel like you can get 20 minutes in, get 20 minutes in. Like I said, that 20 minutes is the key. You're going to burn an extra calories for an extra hour.
Okay. Now, what is kind of the minimum days per week you would recommend for cardio?
I'd probably say a minimum of 2 to 3 days a week, just to get out there and you know, get your body moving. Our life, I worked on the computer behind a computer at a desk for 8 years, and it really takes a toll on our bodies just sitting there. And so we need to get out and at least get 20 minutes in.
Okay. So other than the cardio and the strength training, anything else that we should be aware of when putting together a fitness plan?
Just nutrition is a big part of that. Nutrition is a real big part of that plan.
And what types of things should we be focusing on in our diet?
Our diet needs to consist of, and I use what I call the rainbow diet. And that's basically just get a lot of color, get a lot of color in her food. Eat things like a lot of vegetables and a lot of colorful things. A great way to get the balance of good carbs and protein is just simple rice, brown rice, and chicken.
Okay.
That is super simple, and you can put tons of different spices on it to make it taste different. Sweet potatoes are really good for good carbs. All those kinds of things. Beans are excellent.
And the carbs are what give us our energy to keep going every day?
Okay. Yes, carbs are the energy that we saw, like you said, talked about before, all these low-carb diets that are out there. You've got to be super careful with these because they're talking about low-carb on the not good carbs or the simple carbs. So we need complex carbs in our body that are actually really, really good for us. That's what I really like is the Body for Life book and the diet that they have because it adds in those complex carbs.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, let's go back for a minute and talk about the cardio.
Okay.
If you're not a member of a gym, per se, what types of things? We did talk about walking, but what other types of things can you do around the house for your cardio exercise?
There is a lot. And one of them that I trained in home in Maryland for 3 years.
Okay.
And just doing a full body circuit train will definitely get you in the cardio as well. So you're not only getting your strength training, but you're getting your cardio along with it. You can also do different things like Tai Bo. Tai Bo is a great kickboxing boxing thing. Or there's tons of exercise videos that you can do in front of your TV.
Okay.
If you have a stationary bike, that's an excellent thing to do as well.
Okay. I like the jump rope from time to time. What are your thoughts on jump rope?
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, what are your thoughts about jump roping?
Oh, and jump roping is very good.
Okay. But if you have bad knees, you probably should stay away from that one.
Yeah. Low impact.
Right. Let's see. Anything else if you don't have necessarily, any equipment? I know jump ropes are fairly inexpensive. Walking is definitely inexpensive. I guess you could maybe run, jog. I mean, what other types of kind of low-cost things can you do around the house or in your neighborhood?
I think most everybody has a bike.
Okay.
Has a bike that's just sitting in their garage that they don't use. Take the bike out.
Okay.
It is so much fun. I actually have a bike and a little trailer with my, I pull my kids around it. And they get out and they have fun as well. And they keep me motivated. And they say, hey, can I go on a bike ride?
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, that's great.
Okay. Sounds good. Tell me a little bit about your recent success story with Biggest Loser competition, or tell us a little bit about that.
It sort of was. We focused on the principles of the Biggest Loser, and we kind of took their technique and what they did, and we called it, I live in Republic, Missouri, so we called it the Republic, Missouri Fitness Challenge, and we had three groups of four different people. I had four women on my group, and it was just unbelievable. They worked so hard. They stayed right on their diet. They stayed focused on their cardio. And because they were in a group, I think that's why they succeeded. I also taught them about the motivation, about the five C's of fitness, about how to stay motivated. And the success that we had, we ended up losing. Just my team alone ended up losing a total of 72 pounds in 8 weeks.
Amazing. Did everyone who set their goals, were they able to achieve them?
Most everybody. There was a couple few that struggled a little bit with, I think a lot of it was mental issues on really thinking that they were worth it. And that's another kind of a negative pattern that is huge out there. So we had to overcome a lot of that, but they still lost a lot of weight, but not as much as they could have. On a good note, I won the competition, and or my team did. My team won the competition, and we also had the number one loser on my team too. So we we did really well.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit, Corey, about some of the challenges you faced when you went through your weight loss plan or your fitness plan.
Most of it was overcoming my mental habits.
Okay.
Of telling myself that I wasn't worth it, and really overcoming that and finding my reason why. Once I found my reason why, and I knew that my goal was to become a personal trainer, I knew that I would be accountable to those people. And so I had to get it done.
Right.
And so when we, that's a very good tool to be able to keep us motivated, is when we tell everybody else our goals and we are accountable to those people and they know what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish. And that way you when they see you, they're asking you, well, how are you doing? And so becoming a personal trainer was a way that I used as a goal to make sure that I was accountable to those people.
Good. I mean, once you, if you're putting yourself out there like that, you have to actually talk or do what you say, practice what you preach.
Exactly.
Other than the Body for Life book, are there any other resources that people can get access to either online or offline to kind of help them with their fitness goals?
Yes. One of the great resources that I used was nutritiondata.com.
Okay.
This is a very generic website about nutrition, and you can learn a lot about what are good carbs, what is, you know, good fat, those kinds of things. And it's really just getting out there and educating yourself. Another one is AFPA Fitness. That's American Fitness Professional Associates website. And they have a lot of great articles about cardio, about exercising, about why it's important. So there's a few other websites that I think are very important. There's just a lot of information out there. So make sure you be careful on what you're reading and listening to.
Okay. What about your site, Custom Fitness Seminars? Do you have any articles or any type of information to help folks move along in their process?
Right now, my goal in setting that website up is to bring this the 5 C's of fitness to about 20,000 people this year. That is my goal. I'm doing free seminars in churches and businesses around the area. On that website, I have my bio and kind of what I have a before and after picture of myself as well. But I have my bio and how I became a personal trainer and my story about losing my weight. I also have some other information on there about my seminar, and right now that is all that's on there. I'm planning on doing a couple other websites as well to give more information about fitness. I know that it's important to get that information out there.
If folks wanted to contact you later to kind of discuss some of their fitness goals, what would be the best way for them to contact you?
The best way for them to contact me is on my email, and that's customfitness.corey@gmail.com. You can just ask any questions, or you can get on to Facebook. If you're on Facebook, I have a group on there called Custom Fitness, and you can ask any questions that you want on there, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Corey, repeat your email address for us again.
That's customfitness.corey@gmail.com.
Okay. And also there is a Facebook group called Custom Fitness that folks can join and learn more as well. Okay. We have a few more minutes left. I'd like to open up the lines again for any additional questions. Do we still have a caller on the line? No callers on the line? Well, great. I can ask more questions. I can run my mouth more. The strength training aspect of your routine, what types of, you said do a full body routine. What does that mean exactly?
The full body routine means basically go from head to toe. And usually most gyms are set up with a circuit training area where you can go through different machines. So I like to use the, a lot of people don't know exactly what to do, so I like to use the push-pull method. Say you're going to push straight up, that is usually called the military press, that is one exercise. But you want to do the opposite of that as well, so you want to pull straight down. And the same thing about going straight out in front of you and then pulling straight back towards you. And so those are kind of easy ways of getting the motion down about each exercise. But you want to go through the full body and go through from head to toe and think about all those different muscles that are there and how to exercise them. And just do one set, at least 25 reps. Anywhere in there is okay, but make sure you get to failure and just do one set for each muscle group and go through and have about, let's say, 15 to 30 seconds rest in between. So you're going through it pretty quick. So you're actually getting not only cardio, but you're actually you're getting the strength training as well.
Okay. Now, you said just do one set. I know traditionally folks have talked about doing, you know, two and three sets of a particular exercise. Is that no longer a valid way to get your strength training in, or is there a...
No, that is definitely a valid way. There is just different styles out there. And it's good to actually have those different styles and know what they are to be able to switch our bodies are a lot like chameleons, and they, in that sense, that they adapt to what's ever around us. So if we start an exercise program and say 6 to 8 weeks in it, we're doing the exact same thing and we're not really progressing, it's really good to switch that up. Switch the routine up, switch how we do it up, switch the weight, and make sure we're progressing the whole time. And just switching that routine up helps our body, and it kind of shocks it a little bit and says, okay, here's another routine. I need to learn something new. And it's able to progress a lot faster.
Okay. Well, Corey, our time is just about up. I want to again thank you for participating in our show today and providing us with some valuable information on fitness and, in particular, your philosophy on that mindset, which incorporates the 5 C's of fitness: clarity of vision, commitment, consistency, confidence, and control. You've also provided us with some great resources, which I will post on the website. And hopefully we've got some folks out there listening who will be able to take some of your thoughts and suggestions to heart and actually get in better health so that they can help themselves and those around them.
Well, that is my goal. That is my goal, to share the information that I have. It doesn't do any good if I just keep it in my head.
Great. Well, Corey, that'll wrap it up for us today. You've been listening to the Intense Girls Basketball Cast with Corey Hymas as our guest of Custom Fitness Seminars. Thank you for listening, and check back soon for our next episode. Thanks a lot, Corey, and we will be in touch soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.